Head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, congratulations. Another 3 points in league play and a road sweep. That's not easy to do in WCHA play, is it?
Thank you very much, Kelly. No, it's not. It is definitely not easy to do. So we're just really proud of the group to come in here. The goal was to come in here and get 6 points. You got to go out there and battle. And I thought we did that for 120 minutes. Certainly St. Cloud was much better today than we saw yesterday, which we kind of figured that would be the case. But I thought our group did a real nice job and came up with 3 big points.
Your team also another physical game here this afternoon. I know with Summer Thibodeau out, Bailey Wright had to step up, and she got an assist here today on that top line with Emily Berglund and Riley Fawcett. Nice big opportunity for her to show that she can get in on the action. And Sylvie Meralt also coming in today after being out for a while with a couple of shots on net today. You've got to be pretty happy about how your team faces that adversity.
Yeah, you know, there's no top line, Kelly. It doesn't matter. You see 1, 2, 3, 4 go out, but it's all the play, it's everybody doing their job. I thought all 12 forwards did a tremendous job, and it's nice to see. I mean, we've talked about we've got 14 forwards that can play, I know it's a cliche, but it's got to be the next man up mentality. And somebody goes down, somebody else has got to step up. And if you're pouting and unhappy with the way things are going, you're not going to be able to perform. And Sylvia has not been that way. She's been biding her time. She's been working hard, and she got her opportunity. She took the most of it.
Your team on the special teams today, 1 for 3 on the power play, 2 for 2 on the penalty kill. Happy to see your power play finally get a goal, weren't you?
Oh, no question. Great effort by Mac Lange on that. One hands it from behind the net, and Kiki's there. So no question, a big goal. I mean, that was at the time, obviously made it 2-0. It gave us a little breathing room here in the third period. So that was a big goal.
Aaron Dieters with another shutout, 18 saves on goal. Obviously, this is her rank. She's played here in her past, and definitely earned her keep here today, didn't she?
Oh, no question. I just told her this is a weekend she's going to remember the rest of her life. You know, to be able to come in here and be the visiting team in her home rink and to post back-to-back shutouts. It's a rare feat anyway at this level, and to do it in your hometown and your home rink, that's pretty cool.
How much confidence does this give you going into this next weekend against a team like the Buckeyes?
Well, we're playing well. We're playing well. We've got, we talked about getting on a roll after that Friday game against Duluth, and this team has responded. So we have an opportunity. It's a huge weekend. We're at home, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, it's the first road sweep of the season. Ice cream?
Absolutely, Kelly.
I was telling my new roommate about the tradition and what a great tradition it is, and well earned here for this Beaver team. Again, congratulations, Coach. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.